This is Haystack Help Radio on KLZ 560. Haystack Help Radio is powered by HaystackHelp.com. Finding help can be like finding a needle in a haystack. But with HaystackHelp.com, finding the needle just got easier. Now, Haystack Help Radio with Scott Watley on KLZ 560.
Good afternoon and welcome to Haystack Help Radio. Thank you so much for joining us today. Well, you made it through another week. Just a few hours left weekend, and hope everyone will have a good one. We're going to kick off today's show with, hey, Dan Johnson, Len Lyle Chevrolet. Great weekend to come out and buy a new vehicle, Dan. How are you?
Oh, I'm good. How are you, Scott?
I'm doing wonderful, man. But it's going to be a beautiful weekend, and I say, hey, no better time to come out and look at a new vehicle with you.
I agree. No problem at all.
Absolutely. Well, Dan, it's been an interesting few months, and boy, but I've been out there, and you guys are selling like crazy still, but kind of walk us through how business is running still right now.
Oh, it's good. Of course, I just put some signs up with the masks today.
Yeah.
You know, so both customers and employees all need to have their mask on. We need to do our good citizen duty, I guess. And you know, I still, you know, one thing I don't know whether I mentioned this to you or not, but on June 6th, we had that windstorm come through here.
Right.
And, you know, everybody's doing hail sales and all that kind of good stuff when they get hail. But we had this windstorm, and I did file an insurance claim. And I have probably 100 cars, trucks, Suburbans, you name it, that got, I mean, you can't even tell it. God, if you went to it, I mean, there might be a little peck in the glass or this or that, but I got some serious insurance money. So I can save customers thousands of dollars, like probably $20,000 off on a new Suburban.
Really?
But yeah, it's, yeah, I didn't know whether I told you that or not.
No,
but,
no.
Yeah, I just got the deal done with the insurance company. So,
okay.
You know, if your listeners are listening and they want a deal and I have one of these cars that fit their needs, it's a heck of a deal. You know, I got, like I said, probably 100 new and used that fall into that category, and it's one heck of a deal. Unfortunately, I wish I had 400 cars, but, you know, it's kind of slim pickings now, but I mean, there's still some, you know, I got
sure.
Suburbans, I got Blazers, I got a lot of Equinoxes, you know, that fall under that, which, you know, that's a great car, midsize SUV, all-wheel drive. You know, I got some little cars, just commuter type cars that, you know, like a Chevy Spark, it's a $12,000 car. I can probably sell it for $7,000, $6,000. Yeah,
mercy.
Brand new car.
Wow.
Crazy, huh?
Well, get by and see Dan, 14500 East Colfax, just right off of Colfax and 225. Let him know you heard about him here on the show. And he will get you fixed up and show you what he's got. But, I mean, tell you, that's a terrific deal. And Dan, I think there's going to be a lot more road trips for people during the summer of just driving around. So, boy, to get a good Suburban like that and save, you know, several thousands of dollars on it, man, it sounds like it is a great weekend to get over there and see you.
It really
for
is.
For sure.
Like I say, you know, I wish I had more inventory. And, of course, with that said, you know, trade-ins are, you know, super valuable. So, you know, stars could align there that, you know, I mean, I'll probably give them more for their trades and, you know, discount mine more than they ever anticipated. So,
yeah, win-win,
you know,
yeah.
It can really work, yep. It can really work for the customer right now.
For sure. Now, you mentioned the Blazer. What's kind of been the welcoming for the Blazer this year?
You know, it's really nice. It's 5-passenger, but it's bigger. You know, it's bigger than the it's in between an Equinox and a Traverse, and it's bigger. It's kind of, I don't know, maybe a Jeep Grand Cherokee type size.
Mm-hmm.
It's great. It's sporty. The RS is, you know, really nice looking, aggressive. You know, it's fast. It has all the, you know, technology. You know, it's only been out a couple of years, and it's, you know, it's just a really nice upper midsize, you know, type SUV. really nice.
Okay, good deal. Once again, Dan Johnson's general manager at Len Lyle. When you pull up there, someone will normally greet you and just tell him you'd like to meet Dan and let him know you heard about him here on the show. And whether it's service, which we're going to get into here in just a minute, or body shop you may need, there's no better time to get your car in and just make sure it's running to its best performance. And, Dan, we brought it up every time, but I tell you, I still think it's worth of just bringing, you know, when I used to get some oil changes, just kind of more out of convenience back in the past years. But, man, you saved me money. And not just me, I'm just mean, you know, but you saved me money on my oil changes at a dealership. And most people probably can't comprehend that.
Yeah. Yeah, that's, you know, we're as competitive as any of the Jiffies or, you know, any of the what they say are the fast lube places. Mm-hmm. We're definitely as competitive. And like you brought your truck in the other day and you had a recall. So, you know, those guys can't do recalls.
And not going to look for one. Don't care about one. And, you know, that's what I've told people a lot of times. I said, you know what? They're only going to do what they can do. They're not going to look at any other hoses, belts. I mean, whatever, you know, check your tires, nothing. And I mean, that's one thing that you guys, you know, do a pretty decent run through every time you look at a car. And so,
If it's a General Motors product, and we'll do oil changes on anything, but if it's a General Motors product, we run them through the computer, make sure that, you know, all the recalls are updated and, yeah, then we do our multi-point inspection, you know, which is a visual for oil leaks, you know, this, that, and the other, make sure the air is working right. We fill up your, you know, all your fluids, you know, washer fluid, that type of thing. You know, we do a pretty good little once over just for, you know, tire rotation and oil change, just to make sure you're safe.
Sure.
And it's cheap.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah. And it's quick. I mean, I wasn't even there an hour the other day. I mean, you know.
Yeah, and you had a recall, too.
Yeah, and had a recall. So, yeah, really good and quick service. I had a gentleman, he said, you know what, man, I'm not going to have to be driving back and forth the office now. Looks like they're going to just make us work from home. And he was asking me about leases. And so who is a lease good for today? What type of client?
You know, I will put it, I'll answer that, but I'll put it another way too.
Okay.
If the manufacturer is supporting the lease, you know, to where they're incentivizing a lease, mm-hmm. you know, you see some of these low lease prices on TV, those are usually manufacturer supported. If they're supporting the lease, it's good for almost anyone, except for you.
Okay.
because you drive 100,000 miles a year.
Right.
But it's good for an average driver that drives 10, 12, 15, even 20,000 miles a year. And like I say, if the manufacturer is supporting it, you can usually lease the car and then buy it cheaper than you could just finance it for, say, 72 months or that type of financing. But, you know, what I like to do with the client is, you know, put them side by side. You know, here's if you buy, here's if you lease. You know, what makes sense. But, you know, if the manufacturers aren't supporting them, usually they're not as good a deal. Usually you can buy it cheaper than you can lease it long term. And leasing used cars, a lot of people try to do that. I don't recommend that. That's usually not supported by anybody, and, you know, there's just no incentive on doing it. You know, if you actually sit down and figure out the money, it's probably better just to buy it at a decent interest rate and go on down the road. But, you know, to answer the question, you know, like I say, high-mile drivers, you know, that might be the only person that, you know, a lease doesn't fit. But a great thing about a lease, you know, you got a little timeout period. You kind of, you know, you go a 36-month lease, let's say. You know, at the end of 36 months, your needs change. The car had already been in an accident. You don't want it anymore. You know, there's all kinds of things that can happen, you know, versus a 72 or even an 84-month loan. You're stuck with it. So at least you got a place at 36 months. You could say timeout. Do I want something bigger, smaller?
Sure.
You know, we could do something different, and, you know, and that's just kind of a nice little timeout. And then, hey, if you love it, keep going.
Absolutely.
You know, and that's, you know, it works.
Dan Johnson's our guest. Once again, Dan is the general manager at Lynn Lyle Chevrolet, 14500 East Colfax. Get by and see him. And, you know, as Dan mentioned, I mean, they are looking for trade-ins. And so if you want to trade in and get a vehicle, great. But you know what? If you've just got an extra vehicle that you just want to sell, take it by to Dan. Let him take a look at it. And guarantee you, they are looking for some. And Dan will treat you right on any kind of just straight-out purchase from you as well. And, Dan, I want to mention, too, about credit. You know, I've had a few friends that, you know, lost jobs over a few months, and then they got behind a couple of payments. Other than that, they were good. But I've said, hey, you know what? You guys work with a ton of banks, credit unions. If anybody can get you approved in the world and still a fairly decent interest rate, I mean, it's not going to be like a lot of these buy here, pay here kind of places. But, you know, everybody's individual and different with their credit, but you guys can most of the time help people get into a vehicle.
Absolutely. Like you said, I deal with lots of banks and credit unions, and it's kind of funny that, you know, we'll have somebody that's kind of the exact person you just talked about, stub their toe a little bit, you know, maybe here, there, whatever. And it's funny how, you know, one bank will give them 12%. They'll go, no. And then, you know, another bank will go, you know, and all of a sudden I'm looking at 3 or 4% for the customer, you know, where, you know, I mean, these are major banks that are trying to do that 12, 13, 14, 15%.
Sure.
And, you know, I can usually find them, you know, rates a heck of a lot cheaper than that, you know. So, you know, a lot of people say, oh, I'm going to my own bank, I'm going to my own credit union. You know, 9 times out of 10, we deal with their own bank or their own credit union. So,
right.
So, you know, I can tell them that, okay, that's fine. If you want to go to your own bank and pay 5% more interest.
Yeah, unless your name is on the bank, Dan can probably get you a better deal.
that's right.
For that's sure. Hey, last thing I want to touch on is extended warranties. And I tell you, it amazes me the number of calls I get. People are still asking me about my 2008 Silverado, okay, which I haven't had in a long time. And I keep telling people, do not talk to these people. These aren't people like from your office calling people. None of these calls are ever legit.
No, they're, and I don't even take 99% of those warranties that are, you know, bought over the phone or you know, just because they don't. You know, they don't pay me. They don't cover the customer for seals, gaskets, you know, all kinds of, there's so many things they don't cover. And they do misrepresent themselves.
Oh, man.
Act like they're calling from either the dealership or from General Motors. You know, they just, you know, they're really kind of slick. And, you know, it's just, do not do that. I mean, you know, go to the dealership and get a reputable, you know, I don't know of one dealership that doesn't sell a reputable warranty company because they have to work on the car. So, you know, it's going to come back and bite them if you sell a bad warranty and they come in, you know, 2 years later and say, well, I got the extended warranty and, oh, it doesn't cover this, it doesn't cover that. You know, that's a black eye for us.
No
so
doubt.
We're not going to sell a bad warranty. So, you know, I just would highly recommend, you know, if it's cheap and it's too good to be true, it is.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Well, I tell you, car buying can be fun, I promise you, even at a dealership. But you got to go by and see Dan. Let him know you heard about him here on the show. Tell him Scott sent you, and I promise you, he'll take great care of you. If you got an extra car you want to sell, give Dan a call or get by and see him. And also, hey, go by and take a look at some of these that he got some of these insurance claims on, and may pick you up the steal of the year there this weekend. So, Dan, as always, we appreciate it, sir, and we'll get by and see you next week, sir.
All right. Have a good weekend.
All right. Thanks, Dan Johnson, Lynn Lyle Chevrolet. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Scott Watley from my friends at Enchanted Kitchens. At Enchanted Kitchens, it's all about the magic of design. Whether you're remodeling your kitchen or building a custom home, Enchanted Kitchens offers a full-service design center with multiple product lines to meet any budget. And right now, when you mention Haystack Help Radio, you'll receive 15% off your Europa brand cabinets. And after you visit their Experience Center in Englewood, you'll get a no-cost, no-obligation in-home design consultation. Hey, after all, the kitchen is the heart of every home. Call Enchanted Kitchens today, 303-376-7588. That's 303-376-7588. Enchanted Kitchens is a member of the Haystack Help Home Team.
Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage has been offering the Asset Manager all-in-one loan for over 11 years. We are experienced in helping homeowners pay thousands less in interest on their mortgage, own their home faster, all without spending one dime more. 720-895-0500. Take AIM. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where we have hundreds of clients that have been using this loans to build their equity faster, access emergency funds when necessary, and pay off their home in 8 to 13 years versus 25 to 30. People initially believe this loan is too good to be true, but it is true. Call 720-895-0500 now to see if you qualify. Loans from $100,000 to $2.5 million, same rate. Ask our previous clients. They will tell you it works. Call 720-895-0500 and work with the experts. This loan has been around since 1965. Affordable Interest Mortgage, where it's all about you. 720-895-0500. Regulated by DORA, NMLS 298191, Equal Credit Lender.
Got a road trip planned for getting ready for your next outdoor adventure? Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at D&D Tire Service. At D&D Tire Service in Parker and Aurora, they understand automotive issues can be a headache, and they never come at a convenient time. D&D Tire Service is family-owned and operated and is truly your one-stop shop for all of your automotive needs. All tires are reduced, and for a limited time, there are some great rebates saving you up to $200. From belts to tires, wiper blades, oil changes, D&D Tire Service has you covered. For the location nearest you, call 303-699-7337. That's 303-699-7337. D&D Tire Service is the official auto repair shop of Sportsman of Colorado Radio. Let D&D Tire Service keep you and your family safe on the roads. DNDTireService.com.
Rush to Reason with John Rush, weekdays from 3 to 7 on KLZ 560.
Welcome back to the show. If you're just joining us, my name is Scott Watley, and we appreciate you being with us. We're going to go to the phones now and talk to a good friend of our show, has been for several years now, Keith Daly. Keith, how are you, sir?
Doing good. Thanks for having me on, Scott.
Well, good, bud. Hey, I appreciate you shooting me this text on this event coming up. So we'll talk about a few things. But first of all, let's talk about this event you've got coming up to help out a local veteran here.
Yeah, what we do is every year it's called the Sporting Clays Challenge. It's next Thursday, July 23rd at Kiowa Creek Sporting Club. But what it does, it benefits ColoradoVets.org. And the goal behind this is when the veterans come back from overseas, you know, a lot of them struggle financially. So what we do is we do a couple events a year, we raise some money, and then we cut the veteran a check to help them pay their bills.
Wow. All right. Very cool. And Mark and Brenda, of course, they do a great job out there at Kiowa Creek. It's a great clays course. So it'll be Thursday the 23rd, and I believe, if I remember your notes right, it would start at 8 a.m. and go till noon and be a lunch and all?
Yeah. Registrations opens up at 8. We'll start shooting at 9. It's 15 stations, 100 clays, and then we'll be done around noon, have a lunch, do a little silent auction, some awards for the guys who shoot the best, and then that's it. It's over about 1 o'clock, so it's a good time to come out. It'd be early in the morning. It's a beautiful, like you said, it's a beautiful place out there. You're walking in the trees. You got the shade. It's just a great place to have an event like this.
Absolutely. All right, and the cost is $150 a shooter. And, again, that'll get you 100 clays, it'll get you lunch, and you know what? If you can put a team together, great, and they've got a sponsorship available for $1,500. That'll include four shooters, and but just a great thing to help. And, you know, I don't know this organization, the Colorado Vets, personally, but I know Keith, and I trust him, and so I promise you this is a good organization, or he wouldn't be involved with it. So, but he's been involved with them several years, so I hope you'll get a chance, and, hey, no better time to get out and have some fun and just shoot again, Keith. It has been crazy these last few months.
Well, and that's the thing, too, is just to be able to get out, get out in the nature, get away. You know, you got plenty of room out there, nothing to worry about. With the coronavirus and everything, you know, we're going to do some precautionary stuff. But, you know, about the foundation, the coloredvets.org, so I own that foundation. I started it up a few years ago.
Oh, okay.
To help some local vets, and it's been working great.
Well, good. And, you know, boy, a lot of good organizations out there, but I'm telling you, you know, I've been around just a few at different events that we've been around through the years with Sportsman of Colorado and all. I was never in the service, so I haven't, you know, I don't know what any of that goes through their minds, but I can only imagine, even just watching some movies and TV that we see, of what they come back to and what they go through, you know, mentally and the relationships and just work, everything. So, boy, to do anything to help them, so to speak, get back on their feet, boy, it's a well worthy cause.
Well, it was shocking when we were just doing some research about it to find out how many of these guys come back to no jobs, and to the limited amount of money that they do get, it just doesn't cover everything, especially if they have a family and a couple of kids. It just doesn't cover everything. And, you know, so we pick a family and we try to help them out. And, you know, and it depends on how many shooters that we get and how much money we can raise. It depends on how much we're able to give.
Sure, absolutely. Now, how's the best way for someone to contact you or sign up, or what's the best way to go about that?
Well, the best way would be to call 720-965-1133. Or you can go to coloredvets.org and get some information there.
All right. So, again, that number is 720-965-1133. Once again, this will be out at Kiowa Creek Sporting Club, Thursday the 23rd, 8 to 9 registration. They'll start shooting at 9, $150 a shooter. So get a couple of guys, ladies. Get you a ladies' team out there. Beat a group of guys. I hate that, Keith.
It happens.
It does happen. Yeah.
And, but you do need to call to pre-register so that we do know how many people are coming. And so call that number, and that's the best way to do it.
All right, 720-965-1133. Well, you also put your finger in another area in Castle Rock, so to speak, with a restaurant you opened up.
Yeah, we opened up a little bar restaurant called the Whiskey Lodge there in Castle Rock.
Okay, tell us about it a little bit.
Yeah, what we did was we just took it over. Well, actually, we signed a contract right before COVID hit, so it's kind of the worst time to do it. But it gave us plenty of time to work on it. What we did was we went in and we wanted to do a different kind of feel than anywhere in Castle Rock has. So when you have the name the Whiskey Lodge, it better feel like a lodge when you walk in, right?
Right.
So what we did was we redid the thing in some tongue and groove wood, the Beetle Kill, right here in Colorado. We put in an LED fireplace that looks really cool. It's real rustic. I mean, it's just a neat place. We have over, I don't know, 120 different types of whiskeys and bourbons from around the country. And, you know, of course, a lot of the Colorado bourbons. And just trying to do a little something different with that lodge feel, and it's real comfortable, it's real neat, it's a cool place to come hang out.
Sure, yeah, I had a buddy that was in there a couple of weeks ago, and when he posted on Facebook, he was there. I said, go grab Keith, tell him I said hello. Yeah.
Oh, that's right,
yeah,
he did.
Yeah, but he said no. He said it was...
He grabbed a picture with me and sent it to you.
Yeah, And but no, he said it was awesome. And so, yeah, I hope everybody get out there and support Keith with that as well. Well, let's take the hunting side real quick. Again, boy. It has just been crazy, and well, there's so many outfitters that are going to be taking a hit, so to speak, around the country, you know, and other Africa and things that both you and I like to go and do. And so do you have any openings this year for any of your hunts, or is everything staying booked up?
You know, typically I don't have any right now, but I have, because of what's going on, I have about two or three bow hunts for elk here in Colorado, and I have three gun hunts for the fourth rifle season, and that's it. You know, typically I don't. I do have a few Texas whitetail hunts that I have available that we do in November and December, and but yeah, it's been crazy. I had to cancel my whole spring turkey season in Texas this year.
Yeah,
and man, some of these outfitters are just taking a big hit. You know, that canceling spring hunts for turkey that hurts a lot of guys. So
man, no, big time.
Yeah, hopefully everybody gets through this. And, you know, my buddies in Africa, like you're talking about, they haven't been able to do any hunts. So they're really struggling over there. They can't wait till it opens back up.
Sure, yeah. I was talking to one of our guys over there just a couple of days ago on WhatsApp. And, I mean, they were hoping to maybe get some people over for the end of the year, but it does not look like it. It looks like it's going to be next year.
Yeah, they're completely shut down. And you know what's sad is that they use that money for anti-poaching and to help save the animals, and now there's no money coming in. So I'm afraid this, you know, they're not going to be able to afford their anti-poaching patrols, and it's just going to get out of hand over there.
Yep, absolutely. So if somebody's interested in a hunt with you, how's the best way to contact you?
Best way is 303-688-9412, and you can check out the website at theelkranch.com.
All right, theelkranch.com. And once again, if you don't know Keith, I promise you, great guy, and well, the quality areas to hunt with. And so he's got two or three bow hunts, some fourth rifle season availability, and some Texas whitetail hunts there in November, December. So give him a call, 303-688-9412. So Keith, from a business standpoint and just a man, a citizen standpoint, let's just talk a minute about the current events of where we are in our state. I would have never dreamed this. January, February, you know, we were at the International Sportsman's Expo. Things were great. And, man, I would have never believed in, you know, 4 or 5 months what could have happened and where we are today.
Well, when this first came out, I was one of those guys that said, I ain't never going to get this. This ain't going to happen. Well, March 20th, my wife and I both had coronavirus. We got coronavirus and had it for 20 days. It was pretty bad.
Wow. Okay.
Yeah, and, you know, I got it from a good friend of mine who didn't know he had it, and we were negotiating a contract on something, and the next day he called me and said he was sick, and then 3 days later I got sick, and unfortunately he ended up passing from coronavirus, and then I got it from him. My wife got it from me.
Wow, okay. So you've been there then.
Yeah. I didn't think it happened to me, but it did, and I tell you, I was knocked out pretty hard for 15 days, and then another 5 days took me to get over that. And it's been 2 months now, and my wife and I are doing great. And
well, good.
Moving on.
Well, good deal. All right, so once again, a couple of reminders. Thursday the 23rd at Kiowa Creek Sporting Club, help this great vet group out, Colorado Vets. 8 to 9 is registration. They'll start shooting at 9, $150 a shooter. They get you 100 clays and lunch. They've got some sponsorship available, and again, every dollar goes into this organization. They've got a sponsorship available for $1,500. That'll include 4 shooters and, of course, lunch and 100 clays each. And then if you're looking for a place to hunt, boy, a lot of people have been, you know, just displaced with different things. Other outfitters had to cancel. Other hunters have had to cancel. This has created some openings on normally places you can't get in. And one of those would be with Keith Daly. So give Keith a call, 303-688-9412. 303-688-9412. So, Keith, hey, man, we appreciate it. And we'll get by there and see you as soon as we can, sir.
Hey, thanks for everything you do, Scott.
All right, bud. Thank you. That's Keith Daly. Once again, his number, 303-688-9412. And he's got some great quality hunts there if you're available. We got to take a short break, and we'll be back with more right after this.
Hi, everybody. Jack Corrigan. There's no better time than now to visit my friends at Len Lyle Chevrolet. They're open, following all proper safety precautions, and ready to offer terrific deals. Suburbans for over $10,000 less, better than $7,000 off a brand new Equinox. And Len Lyle Chevy has 0% financing on almost every model. Plus, they need trade-ins badly, so they're willing to pay over book value. Len Lyle Chevrolet, it's time for you to go east and pay the least. And did I mention they need your trade-in?
Hi, this is Scott Watley for Stack Optical. Stack Optical has been providing the most comprehensive quality ocular care for their Denver patients for over 50 years. And as a family-owned business, trust me when I say they have seen hard times before. And no doubt the days we are living in are very difficult for us all. But owner Alan Stack and his wife Marilyn want you to know they are here for you. If you need an eye exam, new glasses, or even repair to your glasses, Stack Optical is ready to help. Call to schedule your private appointment today and rest assured every step has been taken to ensure your safety and health at Stack Optical. I've trusted my eye care to them for many years, and you can too. So if it's time for your eye exam or that new pair of glasses, call them today, 303-321-1578. That's 303-321-1578, or check them out at StackOptical.com. At Stack Optical, you'll see the difference.
Here's why you need KLZ's personal injury attorney Kevin Flesh on your side. He understands how the jury thinks.
In the context of a personal injury case where you have been hurt by someone else's negligence, the idea with that is that you're then going to try to recover to get back to where you were just prior to that incident occurring. And what that really means from a juror's perspective is that you're going to be asking them to award you money. So when we talk about fairness, we're talking about what six people that don't know you, that hear evidence and have to make a unanimous decision, will decide as to what fair value is. And so you and I, when we get hurt, have definitely an idea of what we think it's worth to us. But the question is, what can you articulate to those other individuals who don't know you and are not involved in this process to get them persuaded about what it is that they think the case is worth?
Call now for a free consultation. 303-806-8886. Flesh and Beck Law. They get results.
Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center would like to announce their new Canine Academy is open. Hi, this is Scott Watley for my friends at Lone Tree Veterinary Medical Center. The Canine Academy is offering all new classes and several exciting additions, including the new sport classes, scent work, and tray ball that dogs love. Their pet behavior specialist has over 20 years of experience working with animals large and small, including dogs and cats and zoo animals and exotics. He's available Tuesday through Saturday to help you with all of your pet training needs. Visit LoneTreeVet.com and check out the Canine Academy page for the summer class schedule, or just give them a call at 303-708-8050 and get your pet started in the training that's best for you and your pet.
Got a question for the station? Email info@CrawfordBroadcasting.com. Now back to Haystack Help Radio.
Welcome to Nutrition and Wellness, brought to you by 5280 Functional Medicine. Check out their website, 5280functionalmed.com. Normally, Dr. Mark Riggs is with us, but we have a great replacement for him today. We have Bryn Callender, and Bryn is on staff there at 5280 Functional Medicine. She is a functional medicine certified health and wellness coach, national board certified health and wellness coach as well. So, Bryn, thank you for being with us. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. Thank you. And it is good to have you back with us. Always love getting your side of things. Dr. Riggs always covers, you know, a lot of the medical side, but with you, we get into some of the nutrition and some of the things that certainly affect our health. And, you know, in our last show, Dr. Riggs, he talked a lot about, you know, perceived stress and just a lot of different things. And we're going to kind of talk about that again today. But what are you seeing, you know, with your patients right now, just in this matter of stress?
Oh, right. You know, it's not even, gosh, it's not even just patients. You know, I notice it in myself. I notice it. I'm also a teacher, so I notice it in the teachers around me. Stress is high. Stress is really high right now. And, you know, I know in the last episode, Dr. Riggs talked about stress and the four different types of stress, you know, so there's multiple ways that we can put stress on our bodies. Mm-hmm. But the way we're talking right now is really this idea of perceived stress. And right now, you know, you think about it, and I know he talked in the last episode too, those four key determinants of perceived stress are novelty. Well, yeah, coronavirus, right?
Sure.
This is novel for us. For many of us, you know, we've not been through something similar. Unpredictable, sure. We still don't have all the information on it. You think about also it, you know, one of the pieces is that it's a perceived threat to our body or ego. And of course, yes, you know, where mm-hmm. I heard your last person talking about actually having coronavirus. And so, you know, and then a sense of a loss of control. You think about we have lost some control over our daily lives, over what we can go out and do and what we can't do. And so, yeah, perceived stress right now is so high from pretty much everybody I run into, you know, and even though I know how to manage my stress, I still find myself in having high levels of stress right now.
Sure. Yeah. And everything you talked about there was just like, yes, 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 yes. I mean, for everybody,
right.
Because when you talk about control, and I think the big frustration part, and continues just to be the big stress point, is nobody really knows what's real out there anymore. you know, what information getting. And so when you don't know who to trust, what to trust, then I think that's where some of the anxiety, we'll call it, and just over the mask mandate now, because you've heard so many sides that say it doesn't do anything. Other sides say, you know, it does do something. So I'm pretty, I don't know, I have determined this. I do not believe there is a COVID expert out there that really knows everything. So it's just crazy.
It's the time to work together, right? Sure. We have so many experts. If we could all come together and try and decide the best path forward, right?
Absolutely. All right, so let's talk about from your side, and I just want you to take your time and kind of go through these some of these points that you want to for some techniques for perceived stress.
Sure, yeah. You know, perceived stress is not to be underestimated when it comes to your health. You know, so many people that I talk to, they're like, oh, but it's just stress. It's not doing anything to me. And often what I do as a coach alongside of Dr. Riggs or Dr. Spencer is we create a timeline of a person's health. So we take into consideration so many effects, so many events that have happened in the person's life. And what is so interesting is a lot of people can trace back their health issues. They can trace back to when they started based on some really significant stressful events in their life. And so, you know, for me, the peak of my health challenges really came when there were huge budget cuts in my school that I was working at. Mm-hmm. I had just gotten two puppies. You know how puppies are, and I got two of them. Wow. Who does that? I don't know.
Yeah.
But so budget cuts. I had two puppies at home. I had a two-year-old at home. And then I had these unexplained rashes that I kept me from sleeping at night, and all of these things kind of just boom hit, and my health went downhill from there. So I cannot stress enough how important it is to really get on top of your stress, really find ways that work for you to manage your stress. And so I'm going to go through a couple of techniques here, but really the one of the things that I want to highlight here is within our body, we have something called the autonomic nervous system. And your autonomic nervous system regulates the involuntary functions of our organs. Okay. So things like our heartbeat, our digestion, our breathing, our blood flow. Okay, so that's this autonomic nervous system. Now, there's three parts to this nervous system, but we're really going to dive into just two of these to help us understand why? Why do we need to do these techniques? What do these techniques do and how do they benefit us? So these two parts of the nervous system that we that are really important to this are the sympathetic nervous system and the parasympathetic nervous system.
Okay.
So your sympathetic nervous system is that nervous system that activates fight or flight. You've heard that before.
Sure.
So it's the system that's going to quickly activate to respond to emergencies or acute stress. It was designed for our survival, and it's meant to be temporary in the moment. So you think about our ancestors, you know, they're running from tigers, you know, so they need this system to help them run from tigers. We still have things today that trigger this system. Like, you know, I always think about when I'm about to get into a car accident, or if I think I'm about to get into a car accident, what happens? Your heart starts racing. Your breathing gets really shallow and fast.
Right.
I feel it in my stomach, you know. So we have things like this that trigger the system. And again, that's good. That's what it's supposed to do. It's meant to be temporary for the moment. Unfortunately, what's happening is we're allowing this to really trigger our system more frequently than it should be. So almost chronically, you know, things like public speaking. Some people really get scared over public speaking, and it's not a huge threat. Right. It's not a life or death situation, but yet we're allowing it to really trigger this fight or flight system in us. And this releases lots of cortisol into our bodies, which I know Dr. Riggs talked about last week of the effects of high cortisol.
Mm-hmm.
And so what's really important is that when that becomes chronically activated, when we're allowing this sympathetic nervous system to really take over our body often, it causes a lot of wear and tear on your body.
Sure.
And so we need to find ways that really balance this response. And we do that by engaging another branch of our autonomic nervous system, which is called the parasympathetic nervous system. And this system is responsible for rest and digest. So just those two words kind of instantly feel calming, you know, rest, digest. And so this is really one of the important things. So as we go through some of these techniques today, we're really focusing on how can we transition our body from being in the sympathetic, the fight and flight system, to engaging the parasympathetic so that we can really rest and digest, calm down our bodies. And these techniques, really, you can use these if you know you have a stressor coming up. So I, you know, being on the radio for me is a stressor. It can be
me too. No.
It is.
Yeah.
So you think about it. So I know it's coming up. So I use certain techniques to help me calm down prior to the show so that I'm in that parasympathetic state. You can use these if you're in the middle of a stressor, you know. You can also use these if you know, you just had a really tough meeting and you need to calm yourself down because you're bubbling, you're boiling, you're angry about something. And so these techniques, they can go with you wherever you go, and they're really simple. So let's get started with one that, it's so funny, breathing. Diaphragmatic breathing. Now, breathing, we do it naturally, right? And when we breathe into our bellies, it actually helps to engage that parasympathetic nervous system response. It helps to calm us down. However, and so I work with my clients a lot on this, and I tell them about breathing, and they say, oh, I know, I do deep breathing. And I say, okay, that's great. I want you to do something for me. I want you to place one hand on your chest and one hand on your belly. And so they do that. And then I ask them to take a deep breath. And I would love for you to try it as well right now.
I am doing it right now.
For people who are listening.
Charlie, do it
perfect.
With me. All right.
So when you take a deep breath, I want you to notice, where does that breath go? Does your hand on your chest raise, or does the hand on your belly raise?
My chest.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So when you're breathing into your chest, you're not getting it down into your belly, which is really what we call diaphragmatic breathing, which is the way that we engage our parasympathetic nervous system. So that's the way we're going to calm ourselves down, is we have to get that breath all the way down into the belly. And I tell you, everybody that tells me they do deep breathing and I sit with them and they breathe, it's their chest. It's their chest that moves. And so we really want to practice getting it down into our bellies. When you look at a baby breathing, they breathe through their bellies. That's our natural way of breathing. And yet somehow as we get older and we grow, our breath starts to come up into our chest. So the more we can get that breath down into our belly, the better it's going to be at helping us to calm down. And so a couple of strategies for that, we use a strategy called box breathing, which I've heard actually soldiers use in combat as well. So if they use it, then dang, it's got to be good, right?
Yeah, really.
For box breathing, what we do is you inhale for 4 counts, and then you hold for 4 counts. You exhale for 4 counts, and then you hold another 4 counts. And as you're doing this, I often will have people draw a box with their finger just so that they have something else to focus on. And when they're inhaling for those four counts, we really want it to get down into that belly. And then they hold it for four, and then they exhale it out for four and hold for another four. And just doing that for a couple of cycles. Now, again, it has to get down into your belly. It has to get down there for it to have that calming effect on you. But doing that for a couple of rounds, you can do that when you're in a room full of people and nobody really knows you're doing it because it's silent. And yet it can help you bring down that stress that you're experiencing.
Wow.
So,
go ahead.
Yeah.
So Bryn Callender is with us. If you're just getting in the car, turn on the radio. She is with 5280 Functional Medicine. Again, you can check out their website, 5280functionalmed.com. And I tell you, this is something, Bryn, that I think we all are going to learn very quickly here that we need, you know, not only on the nutrition side that you deal with at all, but just this whole idea of wellness, you know, is a pretty big deal. And mm-hmm. when you look at now of how others have, you know, gotten sick and been through things, and you always heard of the underlying conditions and all that. And I think there's just a lot of people out there now that want to get rid of any underlying conditions.
Yes.
Yeah.
For sure.
And, you know, I read something, let me see here. Yeah, let me read this to you real quick, and then we'll get back to this. But when I just, because wellness, what does that even mean to people? But here's what I read this quote, and I liked it. It said, wellness is an active process of being aware of and making choices toward a healthy and fulfilling life. Wellness is more yeah. than being free from illness. It is a dynamic process of change and growth. But the few
that.
Words that stepped out to me was, wellness is an active process, which means we've got to do something. We can't just, you know,
exactly.
come and sit in front of you and you tell us something and then us not do it. And then it also talks about being made aware of and making choices toward a healthy and fulfilling life.
Right. Yes, totally. I love that word active.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, so often we feel, especially when it comes to stress relief, we think that if we go sit in front of the TV and watch a show, and maybe if that show makes us laugh, it actually could calm down our nervous system to some degree because we're laughing. But often, you know, just going and sitting and watching a TV show or something is not going to really bring down your stress the way you need it to. And that active piece, you know, the breathing, that's active. There's other techniques that I have here that they're active. We have to act on them. And it can be challenging, which is where I come in as a health coach as well, to really help people find the motivation that they need to keep going with it.
Absolutely. All right. Now, I know the next one on there talks about being positive, and I'm going to tell you, I'm going to have you go through those. We got a good 10 minutes left here, but mm-hmm. if there's something that's hard right now for a lot of people, it's just to be positive about things. They don't know about their job. They don't know if their kids are going to be going to school. They don't know if they're going to be able to do any kind of late vacation here. They don't know, you know,
right.
If they're renting a house, if the landlord's going to sell it. I mean, they don't know. We're not sure about too much in our lives right now.
Right. Yes. And so that's definitely a technique that we can use to help us lower our stress levels. So we automatically go to the negative, and it's natural. It's the world around us can be pretty scary, especially right now. There's so many things that are unknown and uncertain, and there's something called the negativity bias, where we do attend. It's natural for us to attend to and use negative information far more readily than positive. So you think about the news. What is the news? It's all negative. And so, you know, I think about, too, you go into a meeting, or you go into a meeting, and after the meeting, nine people give you praise. They tell you what a great job you've done, and then one person gives you a piece of constructive feedback. What are you most likely thinking about later that night? Are you thinking about the nine people who praised you, or are you thinking about that one person who gave you
right.
constructive feedback?
Sure.
And so that's negativity bias. And so once we acknowledge that and recognize it, we can shift to trying to find more positive ways of thinking. And so one of the ways that we can do this is with gratitude. You know, having a gratitude journal. They have gratitude journals you can buy online. You could just write on a piece of paper. You can just think what you're grateful for. You can say it out loud. But any time that you can switch your brain over from thinking about, oh my gosh, all of these awful things happening to, but you know what? Right now, in the here and now, I am grateful for XYZ. Mm-hmm. And, you know, being as specific as you can really, it really activates that parasympathetic nervous system. It helps to mitigate the stress and the anger and the anxiety that's going on. So I know for my family, it's become something that we do when we sit around the table at night eating dinner together. And we will each go through and say something that we're grateful for. And that just helps really change your mindset. No matter what is happening in the world around you, there are still things to be grateful for. And that gratitude, there are books on this research that shows how powerful gratitude can be. Another way that you can really focus on the positives too is, you know, changing your narrative. How do you think about things? What are the stories that you tell yourself?
Right.
I have some examples of like, well, I'm just awful at public speaking. I'm never going to be good at it. And that is really the negative way of thinking about things. But we can shift that narrative and change it to be more positive. I'm learning to get better at public speaking, or I'm being courageous right now by taking that step forward and doing the public speaking. And so, you know, we can always view things from two different angles. And when we can do that, that really, again, it's something so, so little yet has such a profound impact when we can switch our brains over from that negative side into the positive side.
Absolutely. Once again, if you're just joining us, Bryn Callender is with us. 5280 Functional Medicine is the company. 5280functionalmed.com is the website. And if you'd like to talk to Bryn, hey, make an appointment with her and get a consultation. Their number is 720-722-0386, 720-722-0386. You know, Bryn, what's the key to getting people to, especially guys, most of us don't want to come in there and just blah, 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 spill out our guts of what's going on. And, you know, and when you talk to most guys about, you know, breathing and doing things, we're like, hey, I'm breathing, you know, just like you said. But I mean, what's the key to getting people to really open up to you, to get them to understand, you know, again, we got to get on the right nutrition. You got to eat healthy. You got to do all those things that you probably initially get into people. But when you want to take it your wellness to this stage, how do you get people to really just open up and, you know, trust you, just for them to be vulnerable to you a little bit, to understand themselves?
Right. Such a great question. I'm trained in positive psychology. And so where I come from, and I find that this really helps people open up, I do not come from a place of what's wrong with you. I come from a place of what's going well with you, what are your strengths, and then how can we build on that? And I ask all of my clients to take a strengths assessment so that we can really find out what are the strengths that they use the most in life to help them be successful. And then now, you know, say we need to help them with their stress. Which one of these strengths is really going to help them stay committed and work towards reducing their stress levels and, you know, being active in reducing their stress levels. So I really find that, you know, once I start talking in that very first session, when I start to talk to people and ask them about how their strengths show up for them in their lives, I just sit back because people just start talking. And I coach men, I coach women. The men talk just as much as the women because we're talking about your strengths.
Sure.
We're not talking about the things that you need to be shameful of or, you know, things like that. We're talking about your strengths. What works for you? What's right with you? And so I find that really sets us on a good path to being able to talk about deeper things when we started that way.
Right. Got about just 2 or 3 minutes left here, but are you finding with most people, you know, when they come in, that first of all, they're just kind of just depleted of energy, they're exhausted? I mean, I was telling Dr. Riggs last time he was in, I don't know of anyone, we were talking about stress and sleep and the lack thereof of sleep. I don't know, I've never had anyone come with me and go, wow, I slept so long last night. You know, I mean, nobody's getting the sleep they need, which then just snowballs into all the other negative effects that has on our lives. I mean, I think that's just a big point, too. It's just getting people to understand, man, you've got to get sleep before a lot of this stuff can even, you know, go into play, right?
Yes. Yes, absolutely. And, you know, it's interesting. You asked if they come in kind of depleted and exhausted. And while we do see that, I think what I would actually describe our patients and our clients as is hopeful. When they come in, they have hope. They have hope that there's something here that's different that's going to help them.
Right.
I know that's what brought me here in the first place, too. And so really, you know, I think about some of the clients that I have and the things that they're working through. And while some people could go down the hole of this is awful, this is terrible, I'm exhausted, I'm over this. They keep showing up and they keep trying new things. And really, the word that just keeps coming to mind is hope. So I appreciate that. Yeah.
Absolutely. Absolutely. You know, and it is nice to go to a place where you feel like someone's really trying to help you and hey, just go in, be honest where we're at and start at that ground level and get on a good nutritional road. And then just get on that active path to wellness, as we said, and boy, it can happen. And look, we've got several more points. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to call you Monday. I'm going to get you rescheduled aside from even your normal segment with Dr. Riggs. And then because I want to go through the rest of these things that you've got lined out here, because I think they're very important, can be a big help to people. So we will get you back on and finish those. But listen, if you like what you've heard and you're like, look, I've never tried a health coach or whatever, I promise you, give Brent a call, 720-722-0386. And say, I promise you, she will be glad to help you. It's 5280functionalmed.com is the website. So, Brent, thank you so much for your time, and we will get you on here the next few days and finish this out.
Great. Thanks so much, Scott.
All right. You have a great weekend. We want to thank all of our guests today. Mostly thank you for joining us for Haystack Help Radio. Hope you have a great rest of your day, great weekend, and we'll talk to you on Monday.
Views and opinions expressed on KLZ 560 are those of the speaker and do not necessarily reflect those of Crawford Broadcasting, the station, management, employees, associates, or advertisers. KLZ 560 is a Crawford Broadcasting God and Country station.